I like camping, but I don't want to live in a tent forever. I'm glad the Bible says it's just for now.
That's right. The tents we live in now are only temporary, and they're not even real tents. Did you know you live in a tent? I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. The Bible talks about living in a tent, but it doesn't mean the kind that you camp in. The Apostle Paul used a tent as a picture of our human bodies. Just like a tent eventually wears out, our bodies grow weak and won't last forever. But for those who trust in Jesus, there is a permanent home waiting in heaven. 2 Corinthians 5:4 says, "For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened." Now let's listen to our story for today. It's entitled, Temporary Tents. "Hey kids, how about a camping trip to the mountains this weekend?" Dad asked enthusiastically at the dinner table one night. "I'm in," yelled Rico. He wanted to get his vote in before his older sister said something negative. Sure enough, Kara frowned. "Dad, remember the last time we went camping? Our tent collapsed in the middle of the night because we didn't put it upright, and the mosquitoes nearly ate us alive." Rico giggled. "Don't forget the night we camped on a beach. When the tide came in, water sloshed into our tent. Everything got soaked." "The scariest experience for me," said Mom, "was lying in the tent listening to some animal making a racket outside. I was sure it was a bear." "But it was only a cute little raccoon," Dad grinned. "Fun memories, huh? Reminds me of something I read in the Bible the other day about tents." He got up to find his Bible. "Really? The Bible talks about tents?" Rico asked. "Yep, here it is. 2 Corinthians 5:1-5. Dad read the passage aloud. "You see," Kara looked triumphant, "even the Bible says tents are trouble." Mom laughed. "Except those verses are really comparing our bodies to tents. It's saying that as long as we're in our frail human skin, we're at risk of experiencing all kinds of sicknesses, temptations, and hardships." "Right," said Dad. "But don't forget that it also says our weak bodies are temporary. We'll only have them for as long as we live on this earth. One day, when Jesus returns, he'll provide those who trust in him with a new home. He's going to get rid of sin, sickness, and death forever and make the whole world new. And there we will have perfect bodies, invincible." "Like Superman," shouted Rico. "Cool." "Well, in the meantime," said Mom, "what do you say we trade the tent for a mountain lodge this weekend? Maybe near a lake?" Everyone cheered but Dad, who shrugged good-naturedly. Okay, I hear you. But we're not through with camping. We've got plenty more adventures out there just waiting for us." Well, how about you? Have you ever thought of your body as a kind of tent? A tent is temporary. It's meant to be used for a short time while you're away from home. And this world is not our home. As Christians, our home is with Jesus. One day he will come back and make the world new so it can be our home forever, and he'll give us perfect bodies that will never wear out. Until then, remember he's with you in the temporary hardships you face. Our key verse is 2 Corinthians 5:4.
"For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened."
And our key thought for today, our weak bodies are temporary. Help! My dog Chester is missing! Listen to Keys for Kids Radio this August to find clues to his hiding spot for a chance to win a Lego prize pack. Join the search at keysforkids.net and tap Search for Chester in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.